Enthusiastic response from music educators and teachers greeted the publication in 2020 of the first volume in the Classics to Modern series. Since then, as additional titles were added, the series has won widespread praise and universal acceptance by both teachers and students as a valuable and unique library of piano materials. All those interested in the literature for the piano have been well served by Dennis Agay's intelligent compilations and by his judicious editing. The series set a new high standard for piano teaching materials and is distinguished by an editorial approach that remains faithful to the composer's intentions. Make sure audio metering is calibrated to the SMPTE standards of minus 20 decibel full-scale digital for the operation level. This is not common practice in semi-pro audio, where levels are often pushed closer to full-scale digital. For example, Final Cut Pro has meters and default tone settings corresponding to minus 12 decibel full-scale, requiring an adjustment of the tone each time it is used, and making the meters marginally useful. External meters may be required to solve limitations of editing software. Hey, here's my tip of the week. Don't make jokes in America, even in experienced hands. And I believe I speak with some authority here. A joke can be a dangerous thing. I came to this conclusion recently when passing through customs and immigration at Logan Airport in Boston. As I approached the last immigration official, he said to me, "Any fruits or vegetables?" I considered for a moment. Sure, why not, I said. I'll have 4 pounds of potatoes and some mangoes if they're fresh. This image is an artist's drawing of the black hole named Cygnus X1. This particular black hole pulls matter from the blue star beside it. The gravity of a black hole is the most powerful force in the universe. Nothing can rip a black hole apart, and past a certain point, nothing can escape its gravity. That point is known as the event horizon. Another rock-throwing giant was Kotos, the brother of Polyphemus. Unlike his brother, Kotos had many arms and many heads and was the secret weapon of the god Zeus in his war with the Titans. Standing on Mount Olympus, raining boulders down on the enemy from his many hands, Kotos could not be beaten.